Also, because if we only use one, it will break. So,
oh, yes.
I have had that happen.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so thank you for coming in. You're welcome. For sitting down with us. Even if you had some pressure, we're okay with it. We're okay with that. You did so voluntarily. But just to start, your name.
Andrea Velez.
Okay. When were you born?
January 6, 1976.
Okay. And where were you from?
So I was born in Hartford, but my family, I could show you my ancestry DNA, came from Italy and other places. So you have two sides of the family. So, but the majority was Italy. So, but it would not have been me or my father or even his father. It would have been before that, my great grandparents. So they would have came from Italy.
Long enough, you never heard the stories from the people who did.
I did.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I knew my great-grandparents up until 2001 was the last one that passed away. Oh. Only one set, though. Only one set. So my father's grandparents I knew. Actually wrote a book and got it published, and it's based on them. So they were really a big part of my life. So I know their story somewhat. The other side I don't know. Okay. But I do know through Ancestry has helped me find some of their information coming from Italy. So it's not Latin America, but Italy.
But yeah, when you go online, you can find out all these little details that you never knew or were never said or had forgotten.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yes, really cool information too. Like there was a photo. I think there was the ledger when one of them got on the boat. You know, you could see their signature from back, you know, in the early 1900s. So that was pretty cool to see that, you know. So,
yeah. Just all that level of just written documentation
that's
still there that people leave behind that we don't even really think about.
Yes. I actually have, so they left me there. They had rented a home at an older age. So when they passed away, they left me their rental. So basically everything that was in that rental ended up being mine, including a fireproof box that had everything in it. So it had notes in it, had death certificates, marriage certificates, you name it, just artifacts. I probably could have brought that in, but I didn't, you know, he said it was Latin America. So I was like, well, a lot of really cool stuff that's very old that I just have in this like fireproof box. Oh, wow. So I do know their stories somewhat just because they were a big part of my life for a long time. And then there's not many people that can say that, you know, that they knew their great grandparents. So I felt really blessed to know them for so long.
Can you tell us the name of the book you published?
Sure. It's called The Eggplant Contest. And it's English, but it has a glossary in there because there are some Italian words kind of thrown in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't speak Italian, but I was raised listening to it, and it's very similar to Spanish. So I'm currently learning Spanish, so the similarities are pretty...
Yeah.
There's quite a few. So yes, I wrote the book based on them. It's a fictional story, but it was based on like my life with them and how they loved to garden. And I mean, that was just how they, you know, how they lived back then. Everything was fresh. You know, they didn't buy things, you know, at the store canned, you know, and that's how they were able to live to past 90. So, yeah.
Yeah, my wife's grandmother, her dad's mom just passed away. She was 102.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I don't know how you did that, because I would have been like at 86. Listen, I need to go.
I know. 102, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Insane.
Just want to know their secrets, you know?
For real. Now we'll never know.
I know.
But you got to be close with them.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to hear their stories and spend time with them. And I didn't know how valuable that was then, you know, at the time. Yeah. I just did it because they were my family. But now you look back and you go, wow, like, I'm so glad I did what I did. You know, because at a younger age, you just don't realize how valuable those stories are until they're gone.
When you're young, your family is normal. And it's only later you realize.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not everyone had that chance.
Exactly. Yes, for sure. Yes.
So did they tell you, or just through research, did you come to understand why they left Italy, why they came here?
I think it goes along with the general population at that time of, let's get out of here because there's a better opportunity there. I think everybody, it's like they kind of followed the flock, like, oh, you're all going there, let's go. So I didn't specifically hear from their mouth those words, but it was an assumption that I made. That they just wanted to come here to, you know, create a new life, so to speak. And I'm kind of glad they did, because I wouldn't be sitting here with you if they hadn't.
Were they from the South?
They were from, so I have some Southern Italy in my DNA, but I also have Northern Italy. Okay. But specifically, my great-grandfather, my dad's grandfather, on his father's side, was from a province in Italy called Pratola Peligna, and it's in the Abruzzi region. So Italy has regions, and it's in the Abruzzi region. So it's kind of like, kind of a cross on the eastern side of Rome. So like almost like diagonal a little bit. I think the Adriatic Sea is on that side. So I actually still have family there. I try to communicate with them. It's a little hard because they don't speak English. But, you know, we could do translations. Of course, phones are great for that. But I'm able to communicate with them through Facebook Messenger. And, you know, I'd love to do, like, a FaceTime with them. We just needed, like, a translator next to us. But, yeah, they're still there. And they tell us, come whenever you want. We have a family home here. That's what they do in Italy. They just, they have these homes they set aside for when you go visit. Like, oh, someday somebody will, you know, they used it, but, you know, they're like, come on, come stay in the home. And, oh, my gosh, the food. We wouldn't, I don't think I'd come back if I went there. I don't think I would. So it's just knowing that they're there, and they're not all, you know, they're not all in their 90s. Like, there's, I have cousins like my age. It's really cool knowing that, you know, and what helped me find them was Facebook. Who would have known, right? Some people talk bad about Facebook, but, you know, it's good for some things. We're finding people.
So do you feel, I mean, it seems like you identify as Italian-American.
I do.
Kind of strong.
I do. Yeah. I do. I mean, I have other things, other ethnicities on my ancestry, because my mom's side had a little bit of Russian. So that shows up in here. You know, it's a very small percentage, just because I think her mother had... was all Italian, but her father was partial Italian and Russian. So you see it there, but it's not, the percentages are really small. And the funny thing is, Ancestry keeps, it just updated. It keeps updating things. I have no idea how it works, but it updates your percentages. It's like, oh, they must find matches, and somehow it changes their percentages. I'm not sure how that works.
Me neither, but I just make fun of my sisters because we're all from the same parent, obviously.
Yeah.
But I am more black than anybody else. Like, I'm like 97% Nigerian, whereas like my older sister's only like 72%, mm-hmm. and my younger sister's like 83%.
Interesting.
And it just kept updating. So I'm like, now I'm like at 98 or 99%.
Wow.
And I'm just like, what?
Wow.
But I, all the time, I'm like, oh, I'm the blackest one in this family.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it was funny. It was actually really cool to do, because then we learned the ways in which we're all very similar. And Cosina, who has a different father,
mm-hmm.
Has Cambodian,
you
but
know,
like 10% Cambodian.
It's funny,
and I was like,
that
is
say
a
that.
Lot of
yeah.
Cambodian.
Yeah, that is. My son, I did his DNA, and he actually, I'm gonna read this to you, because you're gonna be like, wow, because it definitely came from my husband's side, because he's Puerto Rican. He has Cameroon, Congo, and Western Bantu.
Mm-hmm.
He has indigenous Puerto Rico, of course, Senegal, Ivory Coast and Ghana, Northern Africa, Basque, Mali, Benin and Togo, Nigeria, Cyprus, France. I'm like, wow, he is just one big, like, mixture. But
mm-hmm.
who would have known? I would have never known this. I would have just said Puerto Rican. Like, we don't realize what that even encompasses. So,
and now it's a lot of different things.
It is.
It's kind of insane.
It is. And now I know where, you know, because we're not as, like, pale as some people that we know. So we know, you know, we've got the, like, darker skin, like ivory skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the sun, we, like, turn basically brown. So, but we know that's definitely that side of the family for my husband. And then my Italian side is probably that as well. So, but, yeah. It's very interesting to see.
And very Basque. Cool. Yeah.
Basque. Did you say Basque?
Basque.
Basque.
Which
so, I don't even know. Oh, that's actually located in Spain.
Yeah, it's northern Spain.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
There.
So, that's new. That just popped up on his, because I did not know that.
Yeah, the Basque is a whole strange
wow.
culture in itself. But yeah.
That is so cool. I had no idea. Oh, he's got France on there. So he actually, his Portugal just went up to 10%, which I only have, I think, 1 or 2% for Portugal. But my son has a lot of Spain in him, too. He has 12% Spain. So interesting. So yeah, we're just a big mixture,
yeah.
me and my husband. Yeah.
But is there a story or some aspect of your life that's been really significant when you think about your heritage, your culture?
I think it's probably related to my great grandparents and food. Those two tie together quite a bit. They had a really big influence on my life as far as family gatherings and food. So I think a lot of what I cook and a lot of what I do, I think back and I think, wow, that came from them. And you don't even realize it because, you know, honestly, if my mother hadn't carried things on either, it probably would have stopped at her, you know. But since she carried things on, even, and that's not even her family, that's my father's side, you know. But since she's been in the family for so long, I think that's part of carrying that heritage on is the cooking, the food, the gathering of families on Sundays, you know, Sunday dinner.
Not just the recipes, but what it means.
Exactly. Exactly, yes, to get people together because food is how people come together. So, yeah, that's what I think of when I think of them.
I mean, is there anything else you want to add to the conversation? Something that just kind of along these lines you want to talk about?
Can you think of anything? No, you can't think of anything? I know I talk a lot.
For the record, she's looking to her daughter who is shaking her head, desperately going, please do not involve me in this conversation.
She's a little shy. Me, not so much.
So, Andrea, before depart, yes. Can you please spell your first and last name just so we have it correct for the record?
Sure. It's Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, and then Velez, V as in Victor, E-L-E-Z.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. No, I mean, I brought everything up on the ancestry that we wanted to talk about, and I talked about my great-grandparents, and yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This was really wonderful.
I know. I'm sorry it wasn't Latin America, but, you know, it worked, right?
It worked. It was really interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.